Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're continuing now with the Hagdamas of Rambam, the introduction of the Rambam. It's in the standard Rambam, it's page Gimel, the second paragraph. The Rambam has just finished talking about how if in the laws after the Gemara there is an argument between different authorities, you follow that opinion which seems the most reasonable. If you're a great person yourself, you can choose between conflicting opinions. However, the Rambam continues. What was said here applies only to the laws and decrees and institutions and practices that were made after the Gemara was completed. But everything that is found in the Babylonian Talmud, all Jews must follow. It's in the post-Talmudic questions that you can choose depending on which one seems better. If you're a great person, you can choose between two different opinions. But the Gemara you have to follow. We force every city and every country to follow all of the practices that were stated in by the sages of the Gemara, to follow their decrees and to follow their institutions. Why? Because everything that's found in the Gemara was agreed upon by all of the Jewish people. Those sages of the Gemara who made the institution or decreed the decree or said you should follow do a certain thing or judged a certain judgment and learned what the law is, they were all of Israel, or the majority, all of the sages of Israel, or at least the majority. And it is them who heard the tradition in the foundations of the Torah, all of it, from generation to generation, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the sages who followed the Gemara and who understood it and there had a great reputation because of their wisdom, they're referred to as the Ga'inim. Now all of these great sages who arose in Israel and Babylonia and Spain and in France studied the way of the Gemara and revealed its hidden light and explained it well. Because the Gemara's way is a very deep one. Moreover, Shublashan Arami, it's in Aramaic, Moreover Moshenes Acheres, together with other languages. Why is it written in that language? Because that language was clear to all of the people of Babylonia when the Gemara was written. But in other countries, and even in Babylonia in the time of the Gaonim, people don't know that language until they're taught it. Aramaic is no longer the spoken language, even in Babylonia. At that time, Arabic was spoken in Babylonia. Many questions are asked by the people of every city to the sages, the Gaonim, who are in their days, to explain to them the difficult parts of the Gemara. They answer them according to their wisdom. The people who ask the questions collect the answers and make books out of them to understand them. So that's one kind of literature that the Gaonim wrote, Shelas HaTshuvas, responses, questions and answers. There are also works written by the Gaonim of each generation to explain the Gemara. Some of them explained certain individual laws. And others explained individual chapters that were considered difficult in their times. Some explain whole tractates or whole orders. So that's the second kind of literature of the Gainam, commentary on the Gemara. The Yahid, and another thing, this is a third kind of literature, Chibur, Halachas, Psukas. They composed legal decisions, the Yenisa v'Heter, concerning forbidden and permitted, the Chibur Potter, and liable and free of liability, the Dvarim Sheshah, Trichom Lahem, and matters needed for the time, that it should be close to the understanding of somebody who is not able to go down to the depths of the Gemara. The Zuhi Malachas Hashem Shasubo Kol Gani Yisrael Miyam Shechubur Gemara Vadzman Zeh. This is the work of Hashem, the godly work that was done by the Gaonim of Israel from the time that the Gemara was written until this day. Shehi Shana Shminis Achar Mea V'Alaf L'Chur Ben Abayis. It's the year 1108 after the destruction of the temple. It's the year 4937 from the creation. Rambam continues, Ubisman Azeh, Tokfu Tsaras Yisrei, Sadoka Shah Sakal, Vavda Chachmas Chachmeinu, Ubinis Devanen and Istara. These times is great persecution. The hour and time pressed upon everyone. And the wisdom of the sages was lost, and the understanding of the understanding ones is hidden. Seekas therefore also Mapurushim Alakas Vachuva Shachibra Gaonim, those three kinds of literature, the explanations, the laws, and the responses that the Gaonim wrote, Varoshim Vamuvarim, and in those times they saw that it was clear, understandable things. Niskashubiomeno, they became difficult in our times. They maven in Yanaim Kurai, Elamatumisba. And people do not know what they are talking about really well, except for a few. Goes without saying that there's difficulty in the Gemara itself, the Babylonian, the Jerusalem Talmud, the Sifra, the Sifriyah, the Tosefta, and the other works of Halakha, the Sifra, the Sifriyah, and the Tosefta. They need a broad knowledge and a wise soul. There's not a lot of time. Then you know the proper way in the forbidden and permitted things. And other laws of the Torah, how it is. So there are very, very few people who are capable of doing that anymore. And because of this, I girded my arrows. I, Moshe, the son of Maimon the Sfardi. There's another verse in Shanasti Matnai, I girded my loins. But Ishanti Alatsur Baruchu, and I depended on the rock, on Hashem, blessed is He. I looked in all of these books, that is, the Gemara and other books of that time, like the Sifra, the Zifri, the Yerushalmi, and the Gaonic literature. For Isi Lechabit Varmam is Barim, Bukhalei Lachiburim. And I sought to write things that are clear from all of these books, concerning the forbidden, the permitted, the impure, the pure, in all of the laws of the Torah, as well as all of the other laws of the Torah. All of this I wrote in a clear language, and in a short way, that the whole oral Torah should be arranged in the mouth of everyone without a question or answer, because it's all there clearly to begin with. Lo zehama b'kol v'zeh b'kol, not one person saying one way and another person saying another way. And advar b'ruim krovim b'chonim apia mishpat ha-sheizbar b'kol eilach ha-burim v'perushin and b'tzalim mesher b'en ha-kodesh v'nachshav. But a clear word that are right and according to the law that comes out from all of the books and commentaries that are found from the time of Rabbeinu Kaddish, who wrote the Mishnah, till our time. So that all things should be revealed to the small and large alike in the law concerning all of the mitzvahs, and in the laws of all of the things instituted by the prophets and the sages and the prophets. So through learning the Rambam, you get the total of all of the laws, and he chooses among the different opinions. He gives you the opinion that he considers to be the halacha. Klalos shel davar. The rule is, kedei shelo yeh adam tzarach lechibra acha ba'olam, bedin medina Yisrael. A person doesn't need any other book in order to decide the laws of Israel. This book will collect within it all of the oral law, as well as the institutions and practices and decrees that were made from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu by Chibur Gemara until the time of the Gemara. And according to the explanation of all of the Gaonim who wrote it after the time of the Gemara. Therefore, I called this book Mishneh Torah, the repetition of the Torah. First, the person reads the oral law, the oral Torah, and then he reads this book, and he knows the entire oral Torah. He doesn't have to read any other book in between, because he knows all of the laws of the oral Torah. The Ravid's objection to the Rambam. He has a strong objection here. The Rambam said, Yedem Imeno, he knows from this book all of the laws of the Torah. Amar Avraham, says Avraham, the Ravid, Sava l'takin v'lotikin. He thought he was, the Rambam thought he was fixing things, but he did not. He wasn't there, Kala Machabra, Mashai Lefonav. He forsook the way of all of the authors that preceded him. Gehemi v'yaraila d'vrayim. They brought proof to how they decided. And they wrote the things in the name of the person who said it. If they decided a certain way, they said, such and such a sage of the Gemara holds this way, and I feel that the law is like that. This had a great value. Let's say a certain judge thinks a certain thing should be permitted or forbidden. And then he has a proof from a certain place. Then somebody else writes, let's say a sefer, and in that sefer he writes differently and says why, based on some other place. If he knew that there was a great person who felt otherwise, he would change his mind. So if the author of the book writes that so-and-so Paskin decided the halacha this way, so the Dayan would, since he found out that so-and-so holds that way,